The saint whom the church celebrates today confirms once again that which I oftentimes tell you, that birds of a feather flock together. It's the feast of St. Giuliana Falconieri. St. Giuliana was the niece of St. Alexis Falconieri, who was one of the seven Servite founders in Florence. Seven young noblemen that had time and money, and they began an organization at first to take care of the poor. And at the meantime, they spent a great deal of time in the church and praying. And then they went to a retreat in Monte Argentaro, not far from there, and the Blessed Mother appeared to them and gave them the black habit of the Servite order. In the meantime, of course, they founded the order, and all of them, and some of them lived to be over 100 years old, made it to the glories of the altar. And St. Giuliana, the niece, was born, and when she was a little girl, already she began to show exceptional signs of love for God, and especially of the Holy Sacrament of the Eucharist. When she was very young, still, she made a vow of virginity, and her parents said, well, we wanted you to marry this rich nobleman, and you would have a very wonderful life. And she said, no, I am going to give myself totally to Christ. And thus the readings of today. And so she began also an organization, this time like a third order of the Servites. And soon enough, other girls were to join her, mostly from the noble families of Florence. And a few years later, she began, with the help of St. Philip Benizi, who was the father general at that time of the Servites, the order of the Servite virgins, the Servite religious women, who are also called the mantellates because of the mantles that they wear as part of their habit. And in the meantime, she grew in holiness and love of God, and many, many young girls came to join her. And so she is considered the foundress of the women branch of the Servite order, the mantellates. In the meantime, her time came, and she was already about 70. She was born in 1271. And in 1340, the time came that the good Lord came to get her, and he had already had prepared her. And so she was dying in her deathbed, and for days she was not able to eat or drink anything. So when it came time for her to receive the last rites of the church and also the viaticum, the last communion of her life, it was not possible for her to receive communion. She could not swallow, so they gave her the last rites, and then she asked, in a very weak voice, for the priest to put a host somehow above her heart so that she could at least adore our Lord at the last moments of her life. So the priest brought a corporal and put the host on her chest, and on the host was engraved, as all our hosts have some kind of engraving, the crucifixion of Christ. And she adored him. And then all of a sudden, as she was praying to our Lord in the Eucharist, the host disappeared. And the priests and the nuns were all upset. They thought it had fallen or whatever. No, they looked and they looked. It wasn't there. Well, later on, when it was time to prepare her body, and of course, always some kind of ceremony is observed, and many times some of the internal organs are reserved for the sake of preservation, for the sake of relics. And when they opened up her chest, it was seen that the host, or the engraving that was on the host of the crucifixion, was on top of her heart, and it was engraved on her heart. And so today, we honor this saint who teaches us that in life and in death, we must love our Lord in the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist. And the rewards are great. Now, despite her holiness and her fame, in her association with so many other saints, it took 400 years for her to get canonized in the 1700s. But nevertheless, she was and is lifted up by Holy Mother of the Church as an example to all of us of the love of Christ, of the love of Mary, and of the love of the Eucharist. All these things go together in the spiritual life of a Catholic. In addition, today we celebrate the feast of two young brothers who were martyred around the year 170 in the city of Milan in Lombardy in northern Italy. And they were tortured, and then they were buried in a hurry. And in the 4th century, St. Ambrose, doctor of the church and bishop of Milan, who had the privilege of converting and baptizing St. Augustine, was praying to them, and God showed him where their bodies were. And when they dug, their bodies were incorrupt, and the blood that was all over them was incorrupt as well. And so St. Ambrose took them to a church and built a magnificent altar for them, where they are still venerated to this day. Saints Gervais and Protase, the two young brothers who gave their lives for Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.